Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gene again on this Tuesday evening. I'm going to talk to you about the earth, the uniqueness of the earth. The heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Secular scientists and people like to consider the earth as just one of many, among many millions of planets, occupying an obscure place in the insignificant galaxy of stars in a sea of nothingness. You know, the Bible teaches, however, that the earth is a very special to the Creator, performing a crucial role in the universe today and playing an upending role in the cosmic saga. You know, the earth is only a planet circling the sun, is the only planet circling the sun which life exists as we know it or could exist and does exist. Other known planets are either gas balls covered with a lifeless soil or frozen chemicals. From the apex of the atmosphere to the bottom of the oceans, from the coldest parts of the poles to the warmest parts of the equator, life thrives here. To this day, no evidence of life has been found on any other planet in our solar system or outside of our solar system. If the Earth travels faster than 584 million miles around the sun, if it traveled faster than that, its orbit would become larger and it would move further from the sun. If we move too far from this narrow inhabited zone of life, all life would cease to exist. It's the only planet that we know of does this. If we travel slightly slower on the Earth, it would move closer to the sun. And if we move too close, all life would likewise perish. The chances of a planet just the right size, the proper distance from the right star, etc., are extremely minute. The mathematical odds that all of these exist and other essential conditions happen to be a chance are astronomical, like a billion to one. I have made the earth, the man, the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power, by outstretched arms, I have given it unto them whom seem to meet unto me. It's found in Jeremiah 27. So we found the earth a very special place, special tracks of, as it gravitates around the sun, and no other entity that we know of in all of our astronomical telescopes beings does such a thing. How can we say that there is no God? 584 million miles journey around the sun, and its orbit become larger, and it will move further away. Or if it moves slower, it will become part of the sun, or close to the sun. We cannot exist. And yet here we are, green grass, trees, etc., and exist. Would we ever thought that such a thing could happen? It's only God that can do it. It's God that made mankind. It's God that made the earth. It's God that made the solar system. And tonight, look at yourself. Look at your arms, your hands, your face, your body, and realize that we are part of earth, our God's plan. And yet we sinned, and God had to send his son down to the earth to salvage us from death by shedding his blood on the cross. Tonight, look around you and realize how great God is and how great we are to be his children. Are you his child? Just look at your life and God's life, Christ's life, and you'll understand that we belong to God. It's God in us. Christ died for our sins, and we can become his if we believe that by faith and open our hearts to the new birth in Christ. Thank you very much for these short thoughts. We love you. 865-803-7334. I'd love to talk to you. Text me. Call me. Go on Facebook. Let me know that you heard me. Let me know that I can help you. Thank you very much. Good night.